you know, whether you played in or you haven't, just over the years as a young guy or as, you know, today, what's your favorite moment?
When I was a kid, I was a pretty big Cowboys fan. So I was a huge Emmitt Smith fan when I was a kid, and watching them win those Super Bowls was pretty cool. So I'd say that the Cowboys, you know, in the 90s was pretty awesome.
Rob, how worried are you about distractions next week?
You know, I'm not too worried about it. I know that there's, you know, the Super Bowl is always going to have a lot more things involved than just a regular game, but you got to put that on yourself to separate yourself from all that and focus in on, you know, the job at hand.
Do you take care of most of the little things this week?
You know, you just make sure you have everything out of the way so you don't have to worry about it. Nothing comes up while you're there.
What's different about
Aaron Hernandez as a tight end, you know, facing him in practice and how tough it is to deal with size and speed like that?
I go against Aaron and Rob every day. So, you know, those are the best, I'd say the best tight ends in the league right now. And with me as a defensive player going against those guys, it only makes me better. So, you know, they give me the best look I could possibly get.
Who's better? I'm just kidding.
You know what I was going to say? They're both, you know, you can't compare them because they're two different tight ends. You know, Aaron's obviously a corner, can't cover him, and Rob, a corner, can't cover him either because he's so tall. So it's, you know, you could put the best coverage guy on both of the guys, and they both have strengths that, you know, are different. With Rob, he's got such length and range, he could pretty much go and get anything. And, you know, Aaron is just so explosive and quick that, you know, he just can't cover him.
What's your mindset as far as, you know, having the time of your life and enjoying it and at the same time going on a business trip here?
Yeah, you know, I'm focused in on what we have to do. And, you know, I'm excited to play this game. You wait your whole life to be in this moment right now. So I'm going to enjoy it, but also stay focused on the job.
You talked about distractions a moment ago, Super Bowl week, but this isn't the gliss of Miami or LA. It's Indianapolis. Yeah. I would think it's going to be kind of easier to focus.
I went to school right down the street, so, you know, it's not a very big city. It's not, you know, it's not going to be warm, you know, so you're going to, I'm going to be able to be all right and just stay inside and stick with the family and, you know, visit with my parents, so it'll be fun.
When you look at a guy like Eli,
yeah,
he continues to progress. I mean, he's kind of underrated as far as the elite quarterbacks go. What makes him so difficult?
You know, I wouldn't say he's not an elite quarterback. I think he is. You know, he's every year he's one of the best in the league as far as, you know, his stats at the end of the year are always comparable to the best in the league. So you got to give him credit with his abilities, and he's a great quarterback. He can put the ball where he wants it to be, and he's dangerous. So you got to make sure that you have real tight coverage on the receivers.
How much better are they this time around than when you first played them?
You know, it's just different, you know, week to week, you know, guys are out, guys are injured, guys come back from injury, so the team is a little bit different, and, you know, obviously, just like we have during the season, we've progressed and, you know, gotten better as the years moved on, so, yeah, they're a better team now than they were when we played them.